Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2351, No Light Can Be Hidden, by Angelina Lee of exploringplanb.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your host and narrator. And we're going to jump right into it as we optimize your life. No Light Can Be Hidden, by Angelina Lee of exploringplanb.com. Just before 1 p.m. yesterday, the power went out at our house. My little love came downstairs to say that her teacher had just shared a long note in her virtual class and that she wasn't able to access it. I promptly sent a message to another parent asking her to send a picture of the note from her daughter's screen, but I was surprised to learn that she had no electricity either. Within a few minutes, we realized that the power outage had affected the entire island. Little did we know that we would be without power for almost 12 more hours. We made the most of the afternoon and evening. We sat outside to take advantage of the gentle breeze that blew, and we enjoyed much more conversation than usual. When night fell, we still had no indication as to how long it would take for the power to be restored, and so we lit our candles and prepared for a long, dark night. The night was serene. As I looked out the windows, I could see flickering lights in the neighboring homes. The stars were more visible in the dark night sky. I even caught sight of tiny red and green lights from a nearby drone. It was so dark that even the smallest light could be seen from far away. No light could be hidden. After some time, we finally conceded that we could no longer wait up for the power to come back, and so we decided to settle into the stillness and try to fall asleep. My littlest love, with a fresh wave of excitement, asked if she could blow out the candle that was in our room. She asked her daddy to stand next to her as she blew it out, anticipating that with one strong breath, the room would become pitch black. The moment the air escaped her little lips and extinguished the flame, I was surprised. The room was not as dark as I had thought it would be. I glanced around and noticed a soft glow. It gently lit the room just enough so that we could see. I looked out the window and saw the source of light. Out in the distance, across a little river and an entire neighborhood away, stood a tall apartment building. The building itself was in darkness, but on the roof of the building appeared to be security lights. I don't think that I had ever noticed those lights before. I lay in bed and pondered how some small lights on a building far away could provide a soft glow in my bedroom. No light could be hidden. I was immediately reminded of a conversation that I had with a very close friend earlier that day. As we chatted, my friend revealed to me that she had struggled with self-doubt and that although she knew that she was already doing so much to share her knowledge and experience with her clients, she always managed to feel like she was less than enough when she compared herself to others around her. I know how she feels. I think if we're truly honest, many of us do. I reminded my friend that the work she was doing was powerful. It was necessary, and that the way that she shows up is enough. I know this because the way that she shows up in her own life has inspired the way that I show up in mine. Her light may not be the biggest or brightest of them all, but it lights up her surroundings. And even if she doesn't feel it or see it, her light cannot be hidden. I again thought about the lights on that building in the distance. I'm sure that there were many other bigger, brighter lights out there, but it didn't matter to me. Those little lights didn't need to be bigger, brighter, or even closer in order to illuminate my surroundings. They were enough. Their effects were far-reaching just because they showed up, just because they stayed on in the darkness. I've been giving much thought to the things that I want to do and the ways in which I want to show up in my life. There's something that lights me up from within, and I yearn to let it shine. But for doubt, but for fear, but for so many things. But what if that light is enough? Even if it isn't bigger than the others, even if it isn't brighter than the rest, what if that light can be far-reaching just because it shows up, just because it stays on in the darkness? Many of us have that little light, that little or big something that we yearn to try or to learn or to do or to say or to have, but for doubt, but for fear, but for so many things. But what if that light is enough, even if it isn't bigger than the others, even if it isn't brighter than the rest? What if we believe that even if we can't see it or feel it, that we are enough, that our showing up matters, and that we need not compare our light to any others around us? What if we believe that in a world where people are constantly preparing for a long, dark night, we could show up and shine in our own little way and illuminate our surroundings? What if we truly believed that no light can be hidden? You just listened to the post titled, No Light Can Be Hidden by Angelina Lee of exploringplanb.com. And thank you to Angelina. I feel like this post was like art. I don't want to touch it too much, so I'm going to keep this one short. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.